Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. A lot of attention that China has been receiving lately has been directed to Xi Jinping. He will be China's new leader very soon. Now, China has lately seen political scandal and a slowdown in economic growth. And in the recently concluded U.S. presidential election, there is talk of Chinese currency manipulation by Republican Mitt Romney. But here's an issue which doesn't get talked about much, Tibet. Well, it should be. Tibet continues to be occupied by China, and the resistance to the occupation is still occurring. One protest option that has been used, setting oneself on fire. According to FreeTibet.org, 50 Tibetans have done this in the period from March 2011 to August of this year. Just recently, over a period of 6 days, there have been 8 more of them. Now, who are these people? One was Gangpo Tsering, a 19-year-old who died on November 10th. He wanted Tibetan freedom. On November 7th, 3 monks set themselves on fire. Dorji, a 15-year-old, died. Now, the Dalai Lama has visited Japan recently and wants members of the Japanese Diet and international media to go to Tibet. He doesn't want Tibet to be forgotten. He said this, quote, "I always ask the Chinese government, please, now, thoroughly investigate what is the cause of these sad things," end quote. The Chinese government is resisting. The spokesperson for their foreign ministry said this, quote, "China is firmly opposed to any country or any persons supporting the Dalai's separatist activities in any way," end quote. I believe that internal Japanese politics is a backdrop to the call by the Dalai Lama for Japanese politicians to investigate the self-immolations. Elections are coming soon to Japan, and the opposition leader, Shinzo Abe, has talked about human rights in Tibet. Moreover, there have been increased tensions between Japan and China recently related to disputed islands in the East China Sea. But the political backdrop is secondary to the core issue, which are human rights. Some awful things are happening in Tibet. The world should not look away. Thanks for listening. Remember, Room 33 is on Stitcher. Listen to it on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. I have a link to it on my homepage. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.